Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, I have a newsletter in front of me, and there's a picture at the top of it. I wish you could see it, of three of my favorite people in all the world. And I got a lot of good friends, but out in the Philippines, there are missionaries Rick Martin and Bruce Rice, and then Doug Sisson, who's writing this newsletter. And he said, I was in Iloilo City in the Philippines for a BIMI missionary field conference, and I had the great privilege of spending time with two amazing missionaries who had given their lives for many years to the people of the Philippines. Their faithfulness to the Lord and to His work is a great inspiration for me in my life. It's a great honor to be able to call them friends, and they are still doing what they started out doing when they first came here. They have not changed their beliefs or their stand for the Lord. God is using these missionaries here in a great and mighty way. Now, let me add at this point that I've been with all three of these gentlemen and their churches. Rick Martin and his wife, Becky, they've been 50 years serving faithfully there in the Philippines. Brother Martin is not in the best of health, but what a work God has done there through them. And then Brother Bruce Rice on the northern end of the island of Mindanao started multiple churches there and trained people. And then Brother Doug Sisson, he's as far as you can go in the Philippines on the southern end of the island of Mindanao. And I've been there with them and seen great things happen in all of these works. In fact, it's been my privilege to see people saved in the ministries of all these men as I've been out preaching for them and visiting with them and helping them. Brother Sisson says, we also started our Bible college in 2016. And since that time, we tried to stay in contact with our graduates. We had an alumni meeting the day before our college graduation, and it was a blessing to see these graduates still serving God with their lives. It's been an honor to have a little part in their lives, and it's a great joy to see how God is using them. And he's so right about that. These men that I've already mentioned have been masters at winning people to Christ and then getting them involved in Bible college and training them and going out with them and seeing them start another church and another Bible institute. And it's just wonderful to see, and we praise the Lord for it. Now, Brother Sisson tells us also about his Bible Institute. He says, we started our Bible Institute in 2001, and it was started mainly for the members of our church. But at this time, we have many of our church members taking the Bible Institute and many other churches sending their members. And our Bible Institute is 2 hours on Tuesday and Thursday nights. This past year, we had over 100 people attending. It was a great blessing this year to see many of our members finishing their studies, and we had 34 total graduates from the Institute. And then, of course, the Bible College, this graduating class was the largest we had ever graduated. We had 53 graduates. We had 4 deaf graduates from the Deaf Bible College. And this year, we had some amazing young people that I believe will be used greatly for the Lord in the years to come. Now, I say this often, good students come from good parents and from good churches. And we are very blessed that God allows us to have a small part in the training to serve the Lord. Well, I would say this, it's not a small ministry and it's not a small part. But God is greatly using Doug and Becky Sisson and their family, as well as our other missionaries there in the Philippines.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.